The world's fastest growing major economy isn't producing nearly enough jobs. Those that do exist are a bit up and down.
My name is Amit. I push buttons in the elevator.
From India's capital, New Delhi, this is a special Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. Good morning. India needs to create 1 million jobs each month just to absorb new workers. The current government of Prime Minister Narendra Modi is fighting for re-election. Recently, leaked figures suggested India's unemployment rate is at a 45-year high. However, underemployment is an even bigger problem, as I learned when I hit the pavement in a working-class neighborhood in West Delhi.
Thank you, sir.
Anand Kumar is 28 years old and his family's sole earner. His job is to go door to door trying to sell small business owners on the trucks his employer manufactures. At this tiny open-air truck-for-hire stand, Anand, who's got holes in his socks and trousers coming apart at the seams, tries a soft sell on this hard-nosed owner. But he's rebuffed. Your competitors' trucks are bigger, they carry more, the man says.
Okay, sir, thank you.
Anand came to Delhi as a destitute child and mopped floors for $4 a month to survive. Later, he earned a college degree while holding down a full-time job and spending his weekends cramming for an exam, which he hoped would land him a coveted job with the Indian government.
Private companies want you to work 6 days a week for very little money. They are squeezing you for profits. A government job is more secure.
Across India, millions of workers like him are struggling to find well-paid, secure jobs. In a land of 1.3 billion people, human labor is extremely cheap. I'm in an office building in central Delhi. There are 6 elevators, and in each one, there is a job.
Your name is
Amit Kumar. My name is Amit. I push buttons in the elevator.
That whining sound is an overhead fan keeping us cool in this 100-degree weather. Now, Amit is not a status symbol. He's not a livery doorman like you might find on Park Avenue. His job simply exists because he's so cheap to hire.
I keep the elevator from getting overcrowded.
And just as he says that, nearly a dozen laborers who are doing construction on one of the floors have just got into the lift. So it's Amit's job to make sure they don't overcrowd the lift.
If the electricity goes, some people don't understand how the buttons work. It's a good job. I work under a fan. I'm comfortable.
Amit's job is still below minimum wage. But despite the lack of job opportunity, Anand says he'll still vote for India's current ruling party, the BJP.
In my village, we used to say, wow, when electricity came a few hours a day. It was so rare. Now we have electricity 18 hours a day. We need to give the BJP more time to achieve what they promised. I feel disappointed that I have got a job paying only half what I want. But when I look back on my childhood, I think, well, things are still better.
So how do you create enough quality jobs in India? More on that, but first, let's do the numbers. India has 1.3 billion people. More than half the population is under the age of 25. Agriculture is India's biggest industry, with two-thirds of the country depending on it for a living. Just 16% of the workforce has a regular income. And female labor force participation is at one of its lowest points, just 28% in 2018. That's an issue we'll delve deeper into next week. So why isn't a country that's currently enjoying around 6.5% growth creating enough jobs? Sabina Dhawan is president of the Just Jobs Network and senior visiting fellow at the Center for Policy Research in Delhi.
The common assumption is that if you have economic growth, the jobs will come. But we've seen that not to be the case in India. We've had our growth come from capital-intensive sectors, for example, the petroleum sector, where you don't need as many people, but the sector yields high percentages of growth. The key issue when it comes to the country's employment crisis is productivity and wages. We have jobs, people are working, but they're working in informal employment. The person on the street is working because they have to make ends meet. but they don't make an income that's good enough for them to support themselves or their families.
So what does India need to do to create the kind of quality jobs that people here are so hungry for?
We need to improve productivity in agriculture by investing in infrastructure. We need to also look at upgrading the education and skills for workers in the service sector, for example. So even to be a Amazon delivery person, you have to be able to read the address. You have to be able to navigate an app. All of that requires a requisite level of education and skill, which India is still pretty far behind on.
Sabina Dhawan. More from India through the week from us on Marketplace and the BBC. Catch our fabulous photos on Instagram and Twitter at BBC Anu Anand and at Victoria Craig. We're off for a cup of hot chai in New Delhi. I'm Anu Anand with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.